Mezus Hashem, we have the schus to begin today, December 27th, 2012, Yudal Tevis, Toshan Gimel, the Sefer Shmiras Haloshen from the Chofetz Chaim. The Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Saul Meir HaKohen Kagan, wrote the laws of proper speech. That's the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. The Sefer Shmiras Haloshen complements the Sefer Chofetz Chaim in that it discusses the hashkafic aspects, the mussar of not speaking Lashon Hara. So we're not learning the laws over here. So in the Sefer Shmiras Haloshen, the Chofetz Chaim will bring from Chazal, and as he'll explain in his Hakdama, of why he wrote this Sefer. Without further ado, let's begin the holy words of the Chofetz Chaim. Ksiv, he brings from the Chochmei Kol Adam. He opens his Sefer from Shlomo HaMelech. Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chafalaf, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Shomer piv ulushoinoi, shomer mitzoras nafshoi. One who guards his mouth, his piv, ulushoinoi, and his tongue, shomer mitzoras nafshoi. He will guard himself from tzoras on his soul, from difficulties, from tragedies coming to him, upon him. This is the pasuk he brings, and now for the next few paragraphs, the Chofetz Chaim will explain this pasuk. Ulahovin ha'inyan ma'ashev peyret ha'kosuv shmiras ha'peh v'haloshin l'meniyas tzora mi'hanefesh yoyse mikol hanyonin ashet tzorech ha'odim ha'shalom lishmor b'mei chayov ayin b'mefarish yabshat. Says the Chofetz Chaim, in regards to this pasuk that says, if you guard your mouth and your tongue, if you guard your mouth and your tongue from speaking Lashon Hara, you will save yourself from tragedy. What is the connection that one who protects himself and guards himself from speaking deceit and evil, what is the connection between that and protecting himself from tzaras? Says the Chofetz Chaim, look into the commentaries and see what they have to say. Now the Chofetz Chaim will say, I'd like to share with you my opinion on why the pasuk says that if a person washes his mouth on what he says, he will be protected from tragedies coming upon him, from tzaras. That's the question the Chofetz Chaim is dealing with. What is the relationship between shomer piv, guard your mouth and tongue, and you won't have tzaras? What about guard your fist from hitting somebody? Why didn't it say guard your hands? Why didn't it say guard your feet? Why specifically your mouth? I will also give a suggestion according to the way Hashem has granted me. And through this explanation, we'll also understand the pasuk in Tehillim, which we all know, we say on Shabbos. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, who is the man who desires life? Oyev yamim liris toiv, to see days, to love the oyev yamim, to love days, liris toiv, to see good. Nitzol shein chameira, guard your lashon and your tongue from deceit, from evil. It says the Chofetz Chaim, by giving the explanation that he was about to give, we will also understand, besides the pasuk in Mishlei, we will also understand the pasuk in Tehillim. And he begins. Why does the pasuk in Mishlei say specifically that if you protect yourself from using your mouth and your tongue incorrectly, you will save your body from pain? Why specifically these two parts, your mouth and your tongue? Because it's known to all, and those who don't know it will now know it all. So you'll also be part of those who know it all. Everyone has 248 limbs, and 365 sinews, ruchnim, spiritual limbs and spiritual sinews. What that means is, he's about to explain, I'll say it outside now, it's a little to clarify the point. every mitzvah that we do corresponds to a certain physical part of our body. If we do that mitzvah physically with our hands, with our feet, with our mouth, with our eyes, we use our evarim, our limbs and sinews, to perform the mitzvah or to prevent ourselves from doing aveira, we elevate and we give life to that physical part of the body. But if we don't, chas v'shalom, feed that physical part of the body, how do we feed it? Spiritually. We right now what we're doing is we are reprogramming our system. What's the system? The brain. We have a new CPU. We tend to think that it's the physical part that gives sustenance to the spiritual. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us it's the spiritual that will give sustenance to the physical. And let's explain what that means inside. V'haleim milubashim haramach ivarim mishasagidim gashmiim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have 248 spiritual limbs, 365 spiritual sinews that correspond to the 248 physical limbs and the 365 physical sinews. K'moy shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Or ubasar talbisheni. Flesh, skin and flesh, you should clothe me with. Uva'atzomois begidim tesaychecheni. And with bones and sinews, tesaychecheni. Tesaychecheni is like the word schach. The sin and the samech, they are interchangeable. Schach, what does schach do? It covers up. So the Pasuk here in Iyov, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, is telling us that the physical skin and flesh cover up and protect the body. Hari shehizkir akos of or ubasar v'gidim atzomis v'loikoroi rak v'shem levush uschach. The Pasuk uses or, the skin, ubasar and flesh, and sinews and bones, and it only refers to it as a garment, as a levush. Uschach, that covers up. K'mo shenemar talbisheni. The Pasuk says, talbisheni, levush, clothe me. Tesaychecheni, cover me, protect me. That's me, Hilbish. Who is being covered here? Who is being clothed? Imloy la nefesh asher bekirboy. It's the soul that is inside of us. The physical bones, sinews, limbs are protecting, covering the spiritual bones, sinews, limbs. Shehi etzem ha'odom. The nefesh, the soul, is that's the essence of man. Val kol eiver ve'eiver shel ha'nefesh melubash milamayla eiver ha'guf ha'mechuna kineged eiver ha'hu. For every single limb that corresponds to a spiritual part of his body, of his nefesh. Kimoy ha'beged al ha'guf. Just like you put on the jacket that fits the person. He puts a sleeve, right arm through the right sleeve, his left arm through his left sleeve, because the left sleeve is made for his left arm. So to Hashem gave us, Remach Mitzvahs Aseh, 248 positive commandments. Usha saw Lois Aseh. And this 365 sinews which we have correspond to the 365 negative commandments. They are also divided up on the limbs. The Yesh mitzvah shetluya biyad. There are certain mitzvahs that depend upon doing with the hand. The Yesh mitzvah shetluya beregel. There are certain mitzvahs that are done with the feet. The chain shar kol eivarim k'may shenemar v'sefer charedim. So too, every single part of the body of the sefer charedim lived around 400 years ago, a little more, in the time of the Arizal. He explains how different parts of the body correspond to the different mitzvahs. U'she'odo mikayim bo'ilam hazeh eize mitzvah be'eize eiver. And the person fulfills in this world eize mitzvah, a certain mitzvah with a certain part of his body, certain limb. What happens is shayri la'asid lavai ar Hashem al oisei eved. Shayri la'asid lavai, in the future, Hashem's light, shayri la'asid lavai ar Hashem, the light of Hashem on that specific part of his body that he did a mitzvah with. V'oisei ar, that light of Hashem, very important now, hamechaya es ha'eved ahu, brings to life that limb that he performed here in this world. V'chein kol mitzvah mitzvah. So too with every single mitzvah person does. He creates a life source, the ability for him to be living in the world to come. Nimsa, what comes out is as follows. When a person fulfills his 248 positive commandments, as hu ha'odom ha'sholim ha'makudosh la'Hashem, he is the Adam ha'sholim, the complete person who is sanctified to Hashem, b'chol ivarov, with all of his limbs. V'zehu ma'shenemar b'parsha tzitzis, and that's what it says in the pasuk in the parsha tzitzis. Ba'asisem es kol mitzvosai v'yisem kadoshim l'lekeichem. You shall perform all of my commandments, and then when you fulfill all of my commandments, you'll be kodesh to Hashem. Why? Because when a person does a mitzvah, he creates this life source that Hashem's presence will shine on those mitzvahs, on those parts of his body that he did mitzvahs with. And it will give him the ability to live in the world to come. However, if heavens forbid, he is lacking one mitzvah from the 248 commandments he has to do. That he threw over his shoulder. Very important how the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that he didn't do tshuva, because if a person doesn't do a mitzvah, he has to never let the Yetzer Hara get to him and say, oh, that's it, you lost it. He can always do tshuva. But here he's saying, if chas v'shalom he does not do tshuva, yechsar lo la'asi lovai b'nafshoi ha'ever ha'mechuna neged ha'mitzvah ha'hi. He will be a balmum, he'll be a blemished individual. He will be lacking that aver, that limb, in the future, that corresponds to that part of his body, because he did not fulfill the mitzvah. And this is what it says in the Gemara in Brachos. And Daf Chaf Aleph, Chavav Amar Aleph. Me'uvas lo yuchal liskoi in Koheles Perek Aleph Pasuk Tezvav a me'uvas, that which is crooked, lo yuchal liskoi, that cannot be fixed. What does that mean? Zesha bitl kriya shema, we discussed this in the past, shall arvis, or kriya shema shall shachas. One who does not say kriya shema at the right time at night, or he misses it in the morning. Oy tefila shall arvis, or he doesn't daven the tefila shall arvis, oy tefila shall shachas, or the tefila in the morning. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us that we have to realize we're more than just a physical being over here, and then we're more than just the soul in the world to come. Every single physical part of our being down here corresponds to a spiritual mitzvah. And when we perform that mitzvah, we give literally chius, life, to that physical part of our body. Let it be the thumb, let it be the fingers, the arms, the legs. Our whole existence is through doing the mitzvos. When a person is careful not to transgress any negative commandment, Shabbat Torah, who mamshich or hakdusha al gidi nafshay, what does he do? He continues this light of holiness al gidei nafshay, on the sinews of his soul. Not the physical sinews. You get an X-ray, a CAT scan, MRI. They can't see them. It's spiritual. Uchshelo yizoher. However, if a person is not careful, yuchas shalom mikukolin. Those sinews which correspond to the 365 negative commandments, loisai say, will be mikukolin, kilkul, be ruined. As is elaborated at length in the Sefer Shari Kedusha from Rav Chaim Vital, in Perek Aleph, Ayin Sham. Umizeh yuchal hisboinin kol adam. Man can understand ech shetzorech leyois zohir b'chol hatayag mitzvois. How a person can be zohir, how he not just can, how he must. Shetzorech leyois zohir, how he has to be careful. B'chol hatayag mitzvois and all of the tayag mitzvois, all of the 613 commandments. B'chol koichoy b'meichayev, with all of his strength in all the days of his life. Ki heim heim hamamshichin l'chayuso ilanetzach be'ivari v'gidei nashay, because they, the mitzvahs that he performs here in this world, those mitzvahs will give him life, chayuso ilanetzach, everlasting life, be'ivari v'gidei nashay, in the limbs and the sinews of his soul. Now we're reading the brackets. V'zeu shekosu v'parishas achrei mois in v'yikro perik yudches posakei. U'shmartem es chukoisai v'es mishpotai asher yasa ha'oysam ha'odam l'chai behem. You shall guard my chukim and my mishpotim asher yasa ha'oysam ha'odam v'chai behem. That when a person performs the commandments of Hashem and he refrains from violating the negative commandments, v'chai b'hem, he will live with them, through them. V'loiksiv v'chai avuram, doesn't say he'll live because of them. L'hoiris lanu sh'or ha'mitzah gufo hi chayusay l'asilova. It's coming to teach us. V'chai b'hem, one who does the mitzvahs, he gives it life. He gives what life? That aver, that limb, that sinew, that corresponds specifically to that mitzvah. K'may shekol echad reitzel liyois sholei m'cholei varav b'olam hazeh. Just like every single person wants to be complete here in this world. He wants to be an adam ha-sholeim. Doesn't want to be a baal mum. Sheloi ya baal mum av be'ivar katan shebektanim. Here in this world, person doesn't want to be a baal mum, doesn't want to have a blemish on even the smallest part of his body. Remember years ago, not to get into too many details. You know those falafel ovens? It's like a mini pizza oven. Not discussing too many details. Basically, I got burned by one of those a little. The corner of the hinge of the door was loose. It opened up. It burned my right arm right here. The skin immediately just shriveled up. It wasn't a pretty sight. Baruch Hashem, I don't, it was decades ago. So what does a person want to do? He wants to cover it up, bandage it. We Baruch Hashem, and here in this world, we have a gift that Hashem has given us. I could show it to you. You probably couldn't even tell. It wasn't such a severe burn, Baruch Hashem. You probably can't even find where it was on the body. Hashem, it's a nace. He performs a miracle. If I would take this piece of paper and rip it up, you know, I'll stay here for thousands of years. It won't come back together. But on the body, Hashem has created a system that it rejuvenates itself. Like the salamander, the tail, right? It has a system that, for defensive purposes, an animal that bites it leaves its tail behind, and the animal thinks it got this creature. I think it's a salamander. and then it runs off to safety. And the animal is left with just a tail. However, it's not the same. If we don't feed that specific part of the limb or the sinew that gives life to it by doing the mitzvah, the netzach nitzachim will always be missing it. And that's what the Shmir Saloshin here is telling us, the Chavetz Chaim, the importance of every single mitzvah that we do. The positive commandments and the negative commandments. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.